Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hello and ciao, my powerful pearl divers. It's the 26th day of August and the 26th day of Dog Days of Podcasting. This episode was originally supposed to be a special Patreon-only Mermaid Minute, but some anniversaries are too important not to mark, so call it a bonus. On August 26, 1920, the 19th Amendment was adopted in the United States, finally granting women the right to vote. Now, mermaids don't need amendments. We've always had a voice. But on land, it took centuries of shouting, marching, organizing, and flat-out refusing to stay quiet just to have women recognized as political beings and not just decorative barnacles at the edge of society. But here's the kicker. Even in 1920, not every woman's voice was heard. Women of color, indigenous women, immigrant women, they faced decades more barriers before their votes were truly counted. That's the part the Landwalker textbooks sometimes gloss over. Still, the 19th Amendment was a tide shift. It said, "You can't silence half the population forever." It set a precedent that voices matter, that equality means nothing if it doesn't include participation. From under the sea, we understand this instinctively. A reef thrives when every creature plays its part. Shrimp, parrotfish, dolphins, sharks, mermaids, all voices contribute, all matter. Silence one group and the reef collapses. On land, it's the same. Democracy only works if everyone gets to sing in the chorus. So, today, we remember the women who marched, protested, and risked it all to crack open those voting booths. And we also honor the ones who had to keep fighting long after 1920, because justice doesn't always arrive on time. The sea teaches us this. Tides shift slowly, but they never stop moving. And once they rise, there's no pushing them back. Stay salty and resist.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute.
If you like what you've heard, please visit patreon.com/bathtubmermaid. For just one clam or landwalker dollar a month, you can get me directly in your email. How cool is that? Also,
for show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.